Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Gary Ghosh with Success Insight on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all for joining me today for another episode. And today we're going to talk about if you want more customers, improve your service. And it may seem kind of funny to some people, but when you sit back and look at it, think about how many customers you may lose in a year's time. And if you kept those customers, you would make more money, be more profitable. And it's a lot easier, as many of you know, to keep or retain an existing customer than it is to get a new customer. In fact, I think statistics show that you can keeping a customer, you spend like 7 times more to get a new customer than keeping an existing one. So, folks, if you're spending $100 for one customer, and to keep that customer, you know, think about getting a new one, you'd have to spend 7 times $100. That would be $700 you'd be spending for to get a new customer. And so it's a lot easier just to spend that $100 and keep the customer and keep them happy than it is to go out and spend an additional $600 or, you know, whatever it may be for your, in your case. So, you know, that's kind of an eye-opener there, guys. You got to think about that, because that's one thing you need to, you know, is always look to for ways to, you know, your mentality of how can I make this better. You always got to look at that and have a mentality that says, you know, how can I make this better, or how can I, you know, serve this person better, these people better, our customers, you know, our members, or whatever they happen to be. Just, you know, positive attitude, a can-do attitude. You know, what can we do to help you, make you, make things better? You know, because that's something people don't do. They don't look for ways to improve, you know, their business. They think, oh, it's okay. You know, we did a survey 10 years ago, and our members were happy. You know, customers were happy. You know, and that's not, you know, that's not good enough. Because you got to want to know what they're thinking now. You know, if you own a restaurant, for example, if you own a restaurant and on Friday night you only have, you know, a handful of tables full, you know, something's probably wrong, you know, because you should have more customers on a Friday night, because Friday nights and Saturday nights are generally the days that people go out to eat. And so if you only have, you know, 5 tables full of customers at 6 in the evening on a Friday or Saturday night, you know, and you have, you know, capacity, you know, for several, say maybe 20, 30 more tables, you only have 5 of them full, and chances are you're probably not doing something right. You need to do something to get more customers in there, and it may not just be the fact that you aren't advertising enough, because you could throw money into advertising, but if your customer service is bad, people aren't going to come visit you. They don't want to. You know, because let me just tell some general statistics here, tell you guys some general stats here, because it, you know, because I looked at this and I thought, wow, this is, you know, amazing, some of these stats here, you know, because it, you don't think about that, but, you know, think, here's, you know, when if you're giving somebody bad service, a lot of times, you know, there's a stat that 78% of those people, if they're experiencing bad service at the present time from your company, 78% of those people are going to walk away. They're going to bail and walk away and not do, you know, not buy or, you know, purchase anything. So, you know, think, you know, 78% of those people that are getting a bad experience, customer service experience, are going to walk away or hang up or whatever it happens to be. And, you know, guys, that's 78% of your potential market right there you're chasing away because of a bad service. That's a pretty, you know, serious thing. And now here's some more things I'll just throw at you. Here's 40% of, you know, your business, if your typical business person comes in, you know, and they have a bad experience, you know, dissatisfied customers, you know, what happens with the 4%? The 4% rule comes in. If you have a dissatisfied customer, you know, they're going to, you know, 96% don't complain. You know, the 4% of them will, 96% that don't are just going to walk away and not come back. So think about that. You know, 4% of your people, you know, people that have bad experiences will complain about it. You know, 96% of them will be silent and walk away. So think about that, guys. You know, that's pretty, you know, those stats are pretty alarming, I would think. And there's some other things, you know, let me see, there's some other things, too, that are kind of impressive. You know, then one I just told you about, 7 times more expensive to, you know, acquire a new customer is to keep an existing one. Yeah, I mean, let's see, let me find some other stats I might throw at you just so you know how important it is to keep a good customer. Let's see here. Here's some one for probability stats. For as probability goes, the probability of selling new customers, guys, you know, it's anywhere from like 10, you know, probably from 2%, not 10%. 10% would be gravy. You know, 2% is 2% to about 5% is the probability of you selling a new customer. You know, and sometimes if you have a good reputation, it may the 5% may be as high as 10%. You know, but then on the flip side, look at it as, you know, if you kept an existing customer, listen to this, guys. Yeah, if you kept an existing customer, you would be 60 to 70% more likely to sell the existing customer on their existing product they already have for renewal or a new product, 60 to 70%, you know, higher. So, you know, like, gee, which one would you rather have? You know, go out and cold call somebody and have a 2% chance of them doing business with you, or, you know, be talking with an existing customer and getting them to sign up for a new product. You know, you have a greater chance getting them to sign up for a new product. So I would go that route. Oh, and let's see. There's a couple other things here, too. News of a bad experience travels faster and more than a experience of a bad or of a good customer. Bad customer service, or, you know, the news reaches more people quicker and does more damage than, you know, a existing customer who is happy. Existing customer who is happy is not going to tell anybody. You know, they're 12 times more likely to, you know, tell someone about a bad experience than they are a good experience. So, you know, so that's not good, guys. That's why you need to keep care of those customers. And another tip you need to realize is, you know, if somebody has a bad experience with you, you need to try to remedy that situation as soon as possible. Because if you don't, that person's gone out the door and is not coming back again. And they're going to tell, you know, 12 people, you know, 12 people, and they tell or more, you know, about their bad experience. And, you know, that's going to hurt you getting more business. You know, that's why your restaurant could sit empty or your business could sit empty when you're looking for customers. So, you know, don't do that. All right. And so, and, you know, I said, you look for ways to improve your service, constantly look for ways to improve your service. That could be, you know, just training your employees better or giving them refresher courses on, you know, how to improve their service to your customers, whether it be, you know, a retail store where, you know, maybe you don't jump on a customer right away when they walk in the door, because that can be deadly. If you jump on a customer right away, hey, how might I help you? As soon as they walk in the door, they're going to be intimidated a lot of times. Sometimes people just want to look around, you know, and so let them come in your store, let them look a little bit, and then come up and approach them and ask them how, you know, how you can be of service to them. And also, you may pay attention to what they're looking at, too. You know, if it's a shoe store, they may be looking at a certain kind of shoe, and you could go up and start the conversation and saying, hey, I see you're looking at, you know, a loafer. You know, and I think those are great loafers. You know, I love, you know, the black pair. I have a pair of those myself, and I've had them for, you know, for a year. They're really great shoes. You know, because that's going to do more as far as selling a pair of shoes than going up and asking a person, oh, how can I help you today? You know, and just immediately, boom, bombarding them because they're being maybe too aggressive in some cases. And some of you, that's where the manager and owners need to reevaluate that situation in places like that. And the same, you know, for a restaurant. You know, I can speak for restaurants because I've eaten out a lot over my, you know, lifetime. And I know good experience in restaurants. You know, it's going to be when I have a waiter or waitress, it's going to, you know, fill my glass up constantly without me having to ask, may I have a refill, please? They're keeping an eye on that glass, and they're going to keep giving me refills, you know, on my beverage. You know, and granted, if you're drinking, you know, if somebody's drinking alcohol, it's a different story, you know, because you could get in trouble for giving them too much alcohol if they go out and have a wreck. But if it's a regular beverage, you know, you keep an eye on it and keep it filled up, you know, because that's going to impress the your customer. And wow, this person took care of me. Or if they have, you know, if you have bread, you serve bread, you're a restaurant, and you serve bread to your customers, or chips and salsa or something like that, you know, keep an eye on it and ask them if they, you know, want more of it. You know, and because the chances are they'll say, oh yeah, great. Or they'll appreciate the fact that you ask. You notice that they're low on bread. You know, and the fact that you ask will do wonders for you, you know, as far as getting a bigger tip in your restaurant, you know, because because you want to feel, you know, because I've gone to some restaurants. We'll use restaurants as a good example because a lot of people, you know, probably everybody out there eats out or has eaten out during their lifetime at some point. So, you know, restaurant, you you want to, if you're a restaurant, you want the person to walk out the door feeling like that's the best service I ever had. You know, I can't wait to come back. That's, and that's, you know, even other businesses, guys, you want them to feel like they, wow, you know, you want to wow them and say, wow, that is great customer service, or that is great, you know, I had an experience I had at this store or restaurant or with this, dealing with this business. I got through to someone. They were very courteous on the phone. They were very knowledgeable. They explained, you know, information about the new, you know, Apple phones or whatever type thing. I just use that as an example. So, you know, product. They were very knowledgeable on their products. And you, you go, wow, that was impressive. They answered all my questions and, you know, gave me, you know, all this knowledge. They knew everything. And they were answering my questions before I could even ask them. That was fantastic. And, you know, and it wows them. And you say, they'll go, wow, that was a great experience. I can't wait to come back. And that's, you know, mentality that I've had. You know, because I've gone to restaurants. You know, I'll mention one just as an example. You know, Carrabba's. I've gone to Carrabba's, and a lot of times I've walked out of Carrabba's. I was like, wow, that was the best meal I ever had. I can't wait to go back. And, you know, you can think about that. You know, think about, you can't wait to come back. And that's the experience you need to have. You know, and I know Johnny Carrabba was telling me, and we were talking on an interview in one of my shows, and he said that he always tries to take care of everyone that walks through that door, because if he doesn't take care of everyone who walks through his door, somebody else is going to. So that is a great, great advice from, you know, a good, you know, restaurant person, entrepreneur who knew, you know, knows what he's doing. I mean, because most people have heard of Carrabba's, and he's gotten, you know, other restaurants down in the Houston area he started, and they're very successful now too. And so, you know, that's the mentality he has. It's like, take care of everybody who walks through your door or everybody who calls you on the phone, because if you don't, you know, somebody else will. That's, you know, most important key there. You got to take care of them. And you can think you are, but you got to find out if you really are. You know, and certain surveys, you know, if you do surveys every year, again, that's great. You know, and but sometimes, you know, there's nothing like actually having one-on-one experiences with customers. You know, talking, if you're a CEO, you know, a president of a company, sometimes, you know, reach out to some of your, you know, your customers and find out what they really think about your product or services. Is you can learn a lot from them sometimes. Some of them will give you ideas on how to improve your product or service. You know, and some of them will just tell you, you know, you're doing a great job, you know, which is good to hear if you want to have that reinforced a lot of times. Because some people don't have, they have no clue, you know, what people think of their business. They just use their own mindset and say, well, this is what I think we need to do. And they go about doing what they want to do, but their customers may be thinking the complete opposite of the way the owner is. You know, because I did read an article about Bill Gates or Microsoft. You know, they did, you know, they talked with him, and they came back, and they're the one person they're, you know, doing an interview with all the people at Microsoft there, and the person who did the interview, you know, one give the results to Bill, had to give the results to Bill Gates, and they were reluctant to do so. They didn't want to give out the results to Bill Gates because they found out that the main, one of the main problems at Microsoft was Bill Gates. You know, and he's the owner of the company. You know, he's a zillionaire. And, you know, people were, they were intimidated. They didn't want to have to tell him that. And they said, you're the problem. You need to step down. Let somebody else run the show, and you can just be the owner. You don't need to be hands-on in there if you're messing it up. You know, and it took guts for that person to tell them that. You know, and Bill Gates appreciated that, you know, because he said, hey, you know, if I'm the problem, I'll step down. And, you know, that's what happened. He, you know, got out and let somebody else be, you know, CEO. So, you know, you got to think about those things, you know, guys, because that's what, you know, matters to your business, because you can increase profits that way. And that's, you know, what the name, that's why you're there for, is to impress, you know, to improve your profits and impress your customers. And so, you know, another thing I said, you know, training, customer service, sometimes you just need to go, you know, back and train to the basics and train your employees, because sometimes they may have gotten, you know, stale or gotten, you know, kind of in a rut, are burned out, and they kind of relax on their job, and they're not giving your customers the best service possible. And you need, you can go back and train them, or bring someone in that can improve the customer service skills. Because maybe, you know, you get tired. You know, sometimes you get tired of hearing the CEO, you know, tell you what to do a lot of times. So, and you, yeah, you said this about 1,000 times. I'm tired of hearing you. You know, so you tune them out. You know, your employees tune you out, and they go out and just do whatever they want to, as long as they can get by, you know, and keep their job, then they're satisfied. But, you know, they got to have more enthusiasm, hopefully, than that, and they want to give the best customer service. And that's something you got to, you know, instill in their mindset, because you got to have that mindset too if you're a CEO or president, you know, to be the best you possibly can be in your business and not be satisfied and say, oh, well, it's better than it was 5 years ago, you know, ha ha ha. You know, laughing at things, because you got to always look, you know, ahead, because that's, you know, Steve Jobs wasn't satisfied with the way the phone worked. You know, he didn't look back and say, oh, well, it's a lot better than, you know, 15, 20 years ago, you know, we're still using all rotary phones. You know, this is a lot better than it was. He went to the best possible product out there for people to use and be wowed by. And he also looked at it, you know, to combine several things into one, into your iPhone. You know, he didn't just say, oh, well, we're not using rotary phones anymore, and give up. You know, it's like, well, what can we do? You know, the phone's more than just a phone, and it's still evolving. It's going to be, you know, something that's, you know, your main piece of, you know, of life, basically, is what it's going to become. So it'll have everything in it that you'll possibly need to communicate in one of these days. You know, because all your information, all your data will be stored in your phone. You know, it pretty much is now, and there'll be, you know, chip cards that will have all your data in it too. I mean, there are cards out there now, but they'll have more data on you. They'll have your thumbprints and your eyeball prints and things like that in them. So you'll know that, you know, for security purposes, they'll know who you are. And so, you know, that's, you know, the kind of things you got to think about. How can we make things better for our customers? That's what you have to think about. You know, you got to always think about that. And, you know, you think, we'll say, well, I think our service is good. You know, and how do you define good service? You know, that's a good question. Because people say, well, I think our service is pretty good. You know, we get people in and out of here. You know, and, you know, if you're a restaurant, you know, you got to think, you know, 45 minutes usually. If it's a sit-down restaurant, you want your customer to come in, you know, enjoy the meal, and you want them out of there within 45 minutes, general rule of thumb. You know, and they may be there longer, and also depends on the size of the party and how busy you are and all that stuff. But, you know, general rule of thumb is probably within 45 minutes, and you want to wow them. You want to make sure their, you know, drinks are filled up. You want to make sure they're getting everything they need. And you want to have employees that are knowledgeable about your products and services, because people are going to ask questions, and you want somebody that's going to be knowledgeable. Because if they're not knowledgeable, then that's going to turn them off towards you, and they're going to say, oh, well, this person doesn't know anything about this product, you know, why should I buy it? You know, so you got to make, you know, education, you know, knowledge, you know, knowledge is powerful. You know, I've heard several people say that knowledge is powerful, and that's one of the most powerful things you can possess is knowledge. You know, about all the products you sell or are involved in, or, you know, because that makes them, you want to be able to impress the folks when they come up to you. So, yeah, this is what this is. Here's what it does. And, you know, if it's a real technical product, you know, and you have somebody that's not technical, you need to realize that too, and realize, well, this person's not a, you know, a tech geek. I need to water this down a little bit so they can understand me. And then make sure you do that, so they'll say, wow, this was a great experience. This person really helped me. You know, I'm going to buy this product, and, you know, I can't wait to use it, and I can't wait to come back to the store and buy more. Yeah. Or, you know, call you back on the phone and say, oh, I can't wait till the next time. You know, I had a great experience this time. I can't wait till, you know, I call back again and have another great experience and get my, you know, issues taken care of or my product bought, whatever it happens to be. You know, and let me give you a couple of examples of some good service that I've had. You know, because I was in this restaurant, you know, a few years ago. And, you know, I love to eat salmon. And, you know, that's my bread and butter. I love salmon. You know, I'll eat that, you know, if I can, I'll eat it like once a week, once every couple of weeks. And, you know, I went in there to have salmon because they grilled it up and, you know, on the grill, and it's awesome grilled. And they just fixed it just perfect every time. So I kept eating it. It's healthy, you know, and I am a health nut. So, you know, it's like, okay, I'll eat salmon, you know, boom. I'll go in there because they had lots of other good products, but I would take their grilled salmon. So I went in there one time on, you know, it was a Saturday night. I went in there to eat, and, you know, I ordered my salmon, and, you know, I said, okay, you know, a couple minutes went by, a few more minutes went by. Then all of a sudden the manager came over, and, you know, he looked at me, and he kind of had a little kind of puzzled look on his face, and, you know, and I was like, okay, yeah, well, you know, Scott, what's going on? He said, well, he said, Gary, I need to apologize. And I said, you know, Scott, what for? You know, he said, well, Gary, we're out of salmon, and we had to send one of our employees over to the grocery store to buy some salmon for you so we could cook it up for you tonight. And I just want to apologize. It's going to take about, you know, another 15 or 20 minutes more longer than expected, and I just wanted you to know that. You know, and I sat there and I go, wow, you know, Scott. And I said, Scott, you didn't have to, you know, run all the way to, you know, out to a grocery store and buy me salmon. You could have just come over and told me that you didn't have any and asked me for another selection, you know, and what else I'd like. And he said, no, Gary, so you're a good customer of ours. You come in all the time, you know, and we value your business and we want to take care of you. And so that's why I sent somebody out to buy you some, you know, buy a salmon for you and bring it back and grill, and we're going to grill it up just the way you like it, and we'll get it out to you as soon as we can. So, you know, and I was just amazed at that. It was, you know, I was in total awe of that. And it's like, wow. And so, you know, I kept coming back to that restaurant as long as I was there. You know, I kept coming back to that restaurant all the time and getting the salmon dinner. You know, I didn't go anywhere else because I was sold on that. I was, you know, a loyal customer. And I, you know, told other people about my experience. And, you know, and I still do. And people are like, wow, really? You're kidding. I can't believe somebody actually did that. You know, it's like, man. You know, it's like, man. And people are like, man, I wouldn't do that. You know, and it's like, man. So it's like, yeah. They don't think that, you know, out of the box, and how can we impress this person, you know, and give them the service they deserve. That's what you need to do, is think out of the box. You know, and I know a couple other experiences. I know some people at, you know, a bank. So use an example of a bank. One of their customers was leaving on vacation, and they needed a new debit card, and the member, you know, or customer couldn't get to the bank, and one of their employees took the card to the customer is home because it was on their way home. So, well, I'm not leaving tonight. I can take the card and I'll drop it off by his house because I live in that same neighborhood. So it's no big deal for me to go and drop it off to him. So I'll go ahead and do that. And he took, you know, called the customer, told him that. And the customer, you know, was, oh, wow, great. That's fantastic. And so, and he dropped it off. And the customers loved that because they, you know, it's something they went out of the way to do. And that customer, you know, is still doing business with that bank, you know, now. And this has been, you know, it's been 5 years, and they're still one of their best customers at that bank, and they are still telling people how they helped them. And so, you know, think about that, guys. I mean, 5 years later, if somebody is still raving about your service, you know, that'd be pretty impressive. You know, because you want them to rave and not rant. As you get people to rant, you know, if they're still ranting 5 years later, which if they had a bad experience, they may be ranting, you know, about your experience they had. And that's not a good thing. You don't want that. You want to put that, you know, you want to put the fire out. You want to have the good customers, and you want to have the good news stories spread about your business so you can get more customers, you know, because word of mouth is still powerful. You know, people don't think about that, but now, guys, you need to think about how easy it is to get the word out about a good experience or a bad experience. And it's happened, too, because I know a Subway shop that had a bad experience because someone went out and publicized it on, you know, on Facebook, on, you know, Google, on LinkedIn, on Twitter. I mean, they put it out there everywhere they could, every place imaginable, all the social media sites. They put it out there about their bad experience at Subway, and the Subway lost business because of this. Because there's some, you know, this person was connected to thousands of people, and they, you know, put something out there about a bad experience, and all these people are looking at it. And especially that particular Subway where he went to lost a lot of business. You know, and it hurt them. You know, and it took them, you know, a long time before they recovered from that. You know, and they did apologize to the customer, and they actually, you know, made amends, you know, to it. But that bad experience lingered in that, you know, customer's mind for a long time. You know, they didn't go, you know, they didn't keep ranting about the bad experience, but it took them a long time before they went back to Subway. You know, and this is like somebody who is, you know, a loyal customer, went there like once a week, you know, once a week, every year, you know, once a week for every year for like, you know, 4 or 5 years. And all of a sudden they stopped doing it. And eventually they came back, you know, but it took them several years before they did. And, you know, and you know, most businesses can't afford to lose customers that way. You know, either there's a customer, you know, a loyal customer, or somebody that gives you X number of dollars per day or per, you know, week or whatever. You know, you can't do that. You think about that. You lose a customer that, you know, that spends, you know, $100 a week with you, and they're no longer there. I mean, $100 a week, guys, that's, you know, what, $5,200 a year. And then you lose that $5,200, you know, that's going to hurt you a little bit. You know, and, you know, some of the bigger companies are saying, oh, well, so what? You know, we lose $5,200, that's no big deal. But you can look at bigger companies, let's look at it losing $1 million, okay? If you're a big company, look what happened. What would happen if you lost a $1 million account? Somebody was giving you $1 million a year in business. You lost that $1 million. Is that going to hurt you? Chances are it probably will, you know, and, you know, or, you know, you get the picture. If it's not, if a million's not enough, it could be 5 million, 10 million, you know, 100 million or whatever. So you could get the picture that it's going to hurt you and you would do something about it. So that's what you need to do. You need to make people saying, wow, I can't wait to come back into this business. You know, cause that's what I get excited about. You know, when I get good service somewhere, you know, I want to tell people about it. I want to say, wow, that was great. I can't believe what they did. That was fantastic. And I do that. I tell people about when I get good service, you know, and I do tell people when I get bad service. And, you know, that's not a good thing. I don't like getting bad service because I like to spread good news and talk about how good things are, how, you know, great, you know, the service was, or how great this place is because of, you know, whatever, you know, type things. It could be, you know, a variety of different things. That's what you got to think about. How can we make, you know, make things better and not just say, oh, well, we're, you know, we're too busy taking care of, you know, day-to-day routines. We're putting out fires, putting out fires. Yeah, well, if you're putting out fires, you got to, you know, yes, you got to put out those fires because everybody has those. You got to put them out, but you got to remember, you know, to think about how you're doing it and the consequences of, you know, what happens afterwards. You know, because you take a week, somebody has bad experience, you just blow it off. Well, chances are that person's never going to come back again. You know, if you do something to remedy it in a timely manner, chances are they'll come back. They'll keep doing business with you. But otherwise, they're going to, you know, go somewhere else. And you keep having more of those because sometimes people say, oh, well, you know, so what? We lost that customer. No big deal. You know, we still got a room full of people here, or, you know, people are still coming in the door. You know, we're good. But you know what? One person, then it's two, then it's three, then it's four, then it's five. Then all of a sudden your phones aren't ringing anymore. You know, but what are you going to do if your phone's not ringing, you know, for people to buy your product? You know, it's like, oh, we got to advertise more. Well, you can only advertise so much. You know, and you got to get a return on your investment too, guys. You can't just throw, you know, money into the wind. You got to get a return on your advertising. So you got to figure out what's the best advertising, and, you know, word of mouth through social media is probably one of the best, you know, free forms of advertising you can get. And you want that advertising to be good. You don't want it to be bad. You don't want some, you know, disgruntled customer out there bashing you all over the internet. You know, because they can, you know, share it with their friends, and their friends share it with their friends, and their friends share it with more friends. And before you know it, you know, there's, you know, umpteen number of people that are seeing this and are not going to do business with you. And don't think it won't, guys, because it does happen. You know, I cited the Subway example earlier. And there's other examples out there too as well. So just take care of your customers and leave them with a wow, you know, wanting more. Okay, so that's the main thing you need to do, because, you know, it's more fun that way. And it keeps your business hopping, and, you know, and it keeps energy, positive energy in your business. And that's what you want. You want positive energy. You want people to walk in your business and feel the excitement of a, you know, because you don't want to walk into a, you know, a restaurant where the place is dead, or to a business where, you know, it's dead. Even you feel dormant, you walk in there and it's like a coat down. You don't want that feeling. So just do, you know, what you can to make an awesome experience for your customers. So, all right. Well, hey, well, thank you all for listening today. Yeah, if you have any questions, you feel free to email me, or if you want me to put you through the customer service test, I'll be glad to test any business out there and see how good you are. This is Gary Ghosh. Email is ggg@comcast.net. Phone number is 615-599-9855. And my business is Success Corporation, and it's a pleasure helping you all today and to improve your business. And I look forward to talking to you all next week. Yep. Bye-bye.